Hello and welcome to the 7MRC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If we haven't met before, I'm Michael. You might know me as 7MRC through my YouTube channel, where I post weekly content to help you aspiring footballers out there with the technical side of your game. But I also have this podcast, although I haven't uploaded in a while. But the goal of this podcast is to help you navigate the mental side of your game. Not just your game, but also life in general, because mentality is so powerful in every area of your life. Whatever you feed your mind has a ripple effect into everything that you do. And you've got to think that every small action you make first starts as a thought. From the second you lift your phone, every single action you make, you have to think about it first. So if you have a negative thought, that's going to have a ripple effect into your actions, into your relationships, and ultimately into your entire life. And your mindset can have a huge impact into a positive life or a negative life. It really is that simple. So we really need to focus on our mental health a lot. And I hope this podcast does help you with that, because there's a lot of situations where it's easy to fall into a negative mindset. And today's episode, I really want to talk about focusing on the things you can control in your life rather than the things that you cannot control. And I think 2020 showed us all that we can't control everything in our life. It was a huge shock for all of us. And I think that was the most detrimental thing, is that it caught us off guard so much. Suddenly, the basic necessities and the basic routines of our life were interrupted. A lot of us lost jobs. A lot of us had to be home and couldn't see our friends, couldn't see our families. Our life was impacted in some way, shape, or form. And if it wasn't, let me know where in the world you live, because I want to move to that place that where life wasn't affected, because I'm ready to get back to normal. So I will get a one-way ticket tomorrow. So please let me know. But chances are you probably were affected some way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not going to be insensitive to anybody's situation, because I know some people's lives were absolutely devastated in 2020, whether that was financially, whether that was health. There are so many different ways that people were impacted, and I don't want to downplay that, because I know how catastrophic it was for so many people. However, I do think there were a lot of people that could have avoided a lot of mental health issues last year and could have avoided a detriment to their businesses, to their overall lifestyle, if they had a different mindset, a different way of thinking. Because I think there is two types of people. When bad things happen to people, you can either focus on that bad thing that's happened, or you can focus on how you can respond in a positive way and start focusing on the things you can control. Because there was so many things last year that you couldn't control. Maybe you were someone that lost your job. You can't control that. That was unavoidable because of the situation that just happened. But does that mean that the rest of your life has to be negatively impacted as a result of that one instance? The answer is no. You can respond two different ways. You can act the victim and think, okay, well, I have no way of earning money now. I'm just going to sit on the couch and wait for life to pass me by. This is unfair. And you're going to put yourself in a negative situation, because the only thing you're focusing on is that one thing you couldn't control. Then there was other people who lost their jobs, but instead of seeing it as a negative situation, they were proactive. They were like, right, I've got to figure out a way I can work from home now, because I still have to provide for my family. I still have a mortgage I've got to pay. I've still got to put food on the table. So instead of acting like the victim and being unproductive, they were proactive, and they went out there and they figured out a way to make that situation work for them. They were adaptable. They focused on the things they could control. They couldn't control, they lost their job, but they could control ways of getting a job that they could work remotely from and still earn money at home. So this is a conversation you kind of have to have with yourself, and you need to reflect on how you responded to the situation that happened last year. Were you someone that just sat at home, you just watched Netflix, you went on Facebook, you posted posts about the government complaining about how unfair everything is, how they've gone about this the wrong way? Or were you somebody that thrived and used the extra time that you had to get ahead in life. Maybe there was a project you've been putting off for ages and now you were given the time to complete that. Maybe something as simple as there was a book on the shelf that was collecting dust that you've been meaning to read and now suddenly you had the time to complete that. There's so many different things you could have done during that time. Maybe there was a new language you wanted to learn and suddenly you had that time to sit down and learn a new language. There was really a lot of time, and in time is opportunity. So it's kind of up to you to reflect on that and understand, were you someone who thrived during that time or were you someone that was negatively impacted and unnecessarily negatively impacted because of your mindset, because of the things that you focused on? And this doesn't apply just to 2020, but it applies to every moment of your life, because there's going to be so many instances, not only on a huge scale like 2020 showed us, but in your day-to-day routines, there's going to be things that happen that are not in your control whatsoever. And use 2020 as a ultimate template, as an ultimate representation that life throws a lot of stuff at you. Sometimes you might not even recognize it on a day-to-day basis, but there's so much going on that isn't in your control. From the minute you get up in the morning, you step outside, you're not the only human being in this world. There's a lot of other things going on around you, and sometimes that can interfere with your schedule, with your just everything about your day. So just be prepared for that. And instead of focusing on those negative things, maybe someone bumps into you on the street and you spill your morning coffee. Are you going to let that ruin your entire day? Are you going to focus on that one thing that you can't control, that you can't reverse? Or are you going to say, okay, that was a negative situation, I acknowledge that, but I still have the rest of the day now to be as productive and proactive as possible? So it really is how you respond to the situation, not the situation itself. And that's the main message for you today, to take forward with you, not only into 2021, but into the rest of your life. Because the truth is, we're still far from back to normal in 2021. Still a lot of lives are impacted, a lot of obstacles that we have to adapt to, and life isn't as we know it. And we don't know if it is going to go back to normal. Maybe this is the new normal. We don't know whatsoever. I hope it does, but we can't rely on that. We're not in control of that. So for this year, from here on out, I want you to really focus on the things you can control with every single situation in your life. If it's a negative situation, try not to focus on it too much. Try not to focus on the things you cannot control in that situation, because they're not going to change. You can't control them. So instead, only focus on the things you can. Because if you focus on the things you can't control, your entire life feels out of control. If you feel like you're focusing on the negatives, you're going to have a negative outlook. It's going to go into your relationships. It's going to go into your daily activities. And before you know it, your entire outlook on life is just negative. On the other hand, if you focus on the things you can control, that puts you back in the driver's seat and suddenly you're in control of the direction once again. And that's ultimately what we all want. That's the best for our mental health, is to feel in control and have a positive outlook on life. And that will have a ripple effect into everything that you do. So just a quick message for you today. I hope it brings you some inspiration and gives you a little bit of food for thought, because I think we're all in the same boat, even still, where we're uncertain of the times ahead. There's a lot of things we don't know about. We really feel, for the first time in our lives, more than ever, we feel so out of control. So especially now, focus on the things you can control, and I promise you, your mental health will go up so much, and your relationships will be better, your daily activities will be better, your motivation will go up, and it's just going to have an ultimate positive effect on your life. So hope this message finds you well today. Thank you so much once again for tuning into the 7MLC podcast. I'll be back very soon with another episode for you. If you have time today, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review on your podcast platform, this is just going to help spread the podcast far and wide, so this message gets around the world, hopefully, and brings more people the positive energy that they need to get their day started. But once again, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I'm Michael Lewis Cunningham, your host, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.